Oh, I recognize that theme. Beverly Hills 90210, the story of a Midwest family who makes the move to sunny California.
My name's Brandon Walsh.
Brandon Walsh. Scotch or Irish?
Both, actually. By way of Minnesota.
Of course, Jason Priestley played Brandon Walsh, and Jason joins us right now. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're fantastic. I didn't realize this about you. I didn't realize you were born just up the road here in Vancouver, BC.
Yeah, I certainly was. Not far from where you guys are right now.
That show, 90210, made you a humongous star. Was it difficult to separate yourself from the character Brandon Walsh when it was all over?
Not so much for me. I mean, I was very conscious while I was on that show to pick projects in my hiatuses to separate myself. So I didn't have that difficult time.
It's interesting to look back on that time. I'm just kind of curious how old you were when all of this whirlwind of fame was swirling around you.
Well, I was 21 when I actually started the show. I was 21 playing a 15-year-old on the show. So I think a lot of people just assumed I was much younger than I actually was. And that, you know, the show really struggled through its first season. We barely got our back nine pickup and barely got our second season pickup. But it was really the start of the second season when we did those original summer episodes, when the show really took off. And the show, right from that minute on, was a huge success.
Take us behind the scenes. I want some good caddy stories.
Well, there's lots of stories of making the show and things that went on behind the scenes on the show, because making that show was a big part of my life. I was there for 9 years. But the book for me, and the reason that I decided to write this book now, I mean, it seems strange to write a memoir. I'm only 44 years old. I'm very much in the middle of my life, in the middle of my career. But it felt like the right time to write it. I had a horrific race car crash in 2002 as I was racing an Indy Lights car in Sparta, Kentucky at the Kentucky Speedway. And in 2012, I found myself on the 10-year anniversary of that crash, having repaired my body and my mind, having brought them back to where I wanted them to be. I looked around and I had brought my life and my career back to the places that I wanted them to be, and that's why I felt it was time to write this book. Having overcome all those challenges, I felt it was a great story to tell.